Program number LS-207. I saw a strange term the other day, nuclear families. At first, a futuristic vision came in my head. I could see the family in the modular atomic house, pushing buttons to do their shopping, wash their dog, and popping pills to get their nourishment. But somehow, I missed it. Nuclear families exist today. Now, what in the world is a nuclear family? And what does it say about the role of the members of a family, the wife, for example? Why is it that sometimes she suffers most in this new situation? I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. Nuclear family. You know, it seems like that would be a good way to describe today's families. After all, we live in the age of nuclear power, nuclear weapons. Maybe the nuclear family is one that's about to explode and split off in every direction, sort of self-destruct. You know, that could be the way it is. The nuclear family, though, is really a family that means it's one that's on the move. Many times, maybe it's uprooted, taken away from familiar surroundings and transplanted into a totally new situation. Resettled in a new town, the new family must somehow become a part of the community, or remain in anonymous isolation. In this new situation, it's usually the woman who may be hardest hit. The kids, they go off to school, the school's new, and they soon adjust and make friends. The husband, well, he's deeply involved in his new work. But the wife may be cut off. At first, she occupies herself getting the new living quarters all set up, and then she sits back and has time to realize that she doesn't know anyone, that she has no one with whom to talk. She finds herself isolated during the day and forced to endure loneliness with only the miserable company of the people she watches on television. Think of her situation for a moment, now and in the past. Let's do a kind of survey. There was a period in history in which women were forced by men either to be a delicate, frail, fragile front piece or else was forced to an appalling life of physical toil and primitive hardship. And then in the recent history of the United States, the wife came to be viewed somewhat differently. Two wars and a crippling depression checked social and technical progress to a degree, while a high unemployment risk kept people on the jobs they had, and so moves were fewer. Housewives were the backbone of the society. They kept the house, maintained family morale. Theirs was a life of vocation. They knew who they were, what they were doing, and why they were doing it. But today, a whole new set of circumstances prevail. The women may be frustrated, disillusioned, and not just because of the influence of women's lib. She doesn't have to be radical to recognize where she hurts. She knows she has more education, more professional training, maybe fewer children to rear, and she has time on her hands. If she isn't careful, she'll find herself by herself for hours on end, day after day and month after month. And to complicate matters further, she's surrounded by push-button efficiency, which provides even more time. There is just not enough to involve her, and in the process, she becomes isolated. And all of this increases those psychic strains. Frustration and boredom build, and she's now seeing her doctor with ill-defined complaints. What does she do? Somehow, she's not happy with herself or with her family. The family's together for only a few hours each day, and then they split off in various directions. She doesn't even really know them. And to be honest, they don't really bring that much meaning to her life. Her days stack together, one on top of another, but somehow they total out like a row of zeros. Surely there's a dimension to life she's missing. Not a dimension of things, but one of meaning. Not one that comes from possessions, but from feeling love, from having a place. What could it be? Could it be spiritual? Can home life be solid and wholesome among parents and children in the absence of anything that's spiritual? I'm Landon Saunders. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.